This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Steelers will host the Packers this year at Acrisure Stadium. Fox Sports has ranked that the 10th best NFL game of the season. Now, the Packers and the Steelers, Thor, they've played some humdingers, right? 2005 at Lambeau Field. Steelers win 20-10. Deuce Staley with a 3-yard touchdown. Oh, yeah, Deuce is loose. Steelers obviously would go on to win the Super Bowl that year. Troy Polamalu had a 77-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown. In 2009, Aaron Rodgers threw for 383 and 3 touchdowns, but Ben Roethlisberger bested him, throwing for 503. Mike Wallace with that 19-yard touchdown with his toes in the end zone on the final play of regulation. And then in 2017, when Hundley was the starting quarterback of Green Bay, Steelers went 13-3 that year, lost to the Jags in the playoffs, but they beat Green Bay 31-28, and Ben Roethlisberger threw for 351 yards and 4 touchdowns. The more we get in the way back machine, the more I miss Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
But you also have the Super Bowl 45, where Aaron Rodgers outdueled Ben. But my, how the turntables, Doran. You could have Aaron Rodgers at home in Pittsburgh against his former home, the Green Bay Packers. I'm surprised it was only 10th on the list. That's a hell of a matchup.
That is. I think we expected it to maybe be in Ireland, too, but obviously that's the Vikings. But that would be a great matchup. Jordan Love. Pretty good quarterback, a young quarterback, and I think that division is going to be tough this year.
Oh my God.
Through and through is going to be tough. I mean, with them, the Lions, the Vikings, and the Bears, you got a lot of young quarterbacks. You obviously have Jared Goff. That's going to be a good division. But any team that is affiliated, I guess, with Aaron Rodgers, if Aaron Rodgers is here, I'm down for week one. Like we talked about the Jets yesterday a little bit, like that would be enticing going to MetLife, and then Justin Fields being a part of that too. So either if it's the Packers or the Jets, I think I'm with it.
Even if it's not the opener, that's still one of the games of the year. If I were running the NFL, and I would for $80K and not $50 million like Roger Goodell, I would make it week one because you would get all the pomp, all the circumstances, and I'm not talking about Pompiani. You just don't know if Aaron Rodgers at 41 is going to hang around and be healthy all season long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't plan for injury, prepare for injury or anything like that, but I would want to guarantee that the Steelers and Packers would meet with Aaron Rodgers at the helm. Like, I absolutely would do everything that I can to make sure that that game and that matchup could happen and take place.
What's more enticing, though? The Jets and Aaron, against Aaron Rodgers or the Packers at this point?
For me,
like he's so removed from the Packers.
For me, it's the Packers. Man, you're right, though. I think maybe if you ask the general public, it might be the Jets.
Yeah, especially with the Justin Fields.
Justin Fields there, too. The Packers just have always done it for me. Like, I was at that Mike Wallace game, the toe-tap game. Steelers weren't playing for anything. They weren't going to make the playoffs, but it was wildly entertaining just to see those Hall of Famers just trade punches back and forth. Mm-hmm. The Packers have always done it for me just because they're one of the flag-bearing franchises of the NFL.
Did you like Favre back in the day?
I loved Favre.
You know who I liked?
Then he wound up being a real ass.
I liked Travis Jervey. Remember him?
Returner.
Dorsey Levens.
See, that's who you liked.
Dorsey Levens.
Yeah.
Travis Jervey I liked, too.
Well, you said both. I was saying those are the guys you liked. I liked one of the great quarterbacks of all time, Brett Favre.
Well, outside of Favre, how many guys can you name that has in the last
Driver.
25 years that have played for the Packers since you loved the Packers?
Amon Green. It's not that I rooted for them or anything like that, but I think Brett Favre had to have been, when he was at the height of his powers, one of the most popular players to ever play the game.
Yeah.
Because he was so likable in the way that he played that Sandlot football, and he'd be in the jeans commercials and all that stuff. Now it's copper fit because he was always old. Then he turned out again to be a real ass. Jen Sturger and defrauding people.
Yeah. Not making good decisions.
No. Allegedly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.